My gosh, you guys, if you've ever thought about becoming an author, or whether or not your story matters, or whether or not anybody would benefit from what you have to say and the journey that you've made that's made you the expert in your field, you need to stick around. I have one amazing statistic that was just given to me just prior to the show. There are over 1 million books per year in the US that are published. Most of them only get about 250 sales. We're going to talk to our guest today and we're going to decipher that. We're going to talk about some marketing around that. We're going to talk about some ideal ways to really strategically bring your book to number one bestselling with our guest today. And I cannot wait for you to meet her. We are here live on the Erin Strayer Show. If you are watching from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you in the text. Come on over here, say hi to us. We can see you and see your comments once you come over here to the Erin Strayer Show. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates hire me to get them beyond the basics of business because most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear, and quite frankly, they are complacent. So I help them move past that. I don't know how. I can't possibly do that, and I have no idea what the next step is. So we get past that, and bottom line, I provide that executive level accountability so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves. You guys ready for this lady? She has brought over 50 authors to number one best-selling status so far. Everybody, meet Miss Becky Norwood. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
How are
delighted.
You?
Delighted. I'm wonderful. Delighted to be here.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to meet you here again. We met live about what, maybe a month ago? Has it been about a month?
Right about a month, yeah.
Yeah, and like we figured out then we could talk for days.
There's so much to talk about.
There's always so much to talk about. But you are a book publishing expert.
I am.
Have you always been that?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no, no.
I never dreamed. If you had told me that even 10 years ago, I'd probably go, what are you talking about? Actually, I have always been an entrepreneur. I have never worked for anybody in my whole life, which is, it's, you know, there might be good and bad to that, but it's been wonderful for me. I've done everything from mow lawns to flowers for weddings to a lingerie store. I had a saw blade sharpening company for many, many years.
I need you.
I sold it. I said, no more of that. But I ran that. I was a single mom for 20 years and I ran that, kept my two daughters provided very well. And it was a great business to have, but just a lot of hard, heavy work. And I'd come out black and dirty. And and after that, I sold it and then started a lingerie company. And everybody that knew me was like, what? So it was funny. So no, I've been doing publishing. I started out very small. Actually, I took some classes. You know, when the economy changed, there was a lot of change going on. And my husband and I experienced some major shifts for us. And I was to the point where, oh my goodness, what do I do? And I started doing a lot of online research and discovered somebody that was teaching on ways that automated follow-up systems and all these things of marketing your businesses differently, which probably could have saved a lot of people that lost their businesses during that time. Yeah. So I took that training, and then part of his training continued on. This was Mike Koenig's out of San Diego, and part of that training went into publishing. So it just really struck me, and I thought, well, this sounds fascinating. So I went to his classes, got a lot of training, became certified. And then the rest is history because I have grown, my business has grown. I have learned so much beyond what was ever taught early on. And, you know, when my first client, I did bring them to number one bestseller. But what was so fascinating by that is that it wasn't just number one bestseller, is I found that a lot of my clients including him, didn't know how to market that book.
Mm.
And I would watch as I brought these clients, my first few clients, to number one bestseller. And that's what I was taught, is that's the goal because of the credibility. But then I would watch them not making very many sales on their book. And thus the 250, maybe that's the average of all books that are being published. So maybe some of them would maybe sell 20 or 30 after all the work and all the, you know, everything that went into it. So my business now is developed around your book is your business and you treat it like a business, whether you're reinventing yourself and starting a new business or whether you are already have a business and want to grow that credibility factor with a book. Because interestingly is we think about what our own concept of an author is and you think, wow, you know, that person really knows what they're doing. An author? Wow. And yes, there are many, many people are learning about self-publishing and doing it on their own or finding people to help them. But the overall perspective of most of humanity is, wow, an author really knows their stuff. Yeah. And so it's that perception. And what I do tell all of my clients when they start with me is, you know, I ask them, did you graduate from college? Do you have that diploma sitting behind you on the wall? Would that diploma get you anywhere if you didn't do the work that was involved, you know, after you've graduated and now you've got to get out in the workforce? If you don't do that, how good is that diploma going to be? And so the same way with the number one best-selling status, if you don't continue to use your book as that tool for exposure, it's just another diploma on the wall.
Yeah.
You know, so and that's not what we want. We don't want the diplomas on the wall, so to speak. We want what goes behind it, the power behind it. And that's where the benefit is. And that's the incredibleness of venturing into becoming an author, to gain your credibility, to connect you with influencers, to establish yourself as an expert in what you do. It's pretty cool stuff.
It's, you know, and I think that depending on where you are in your journey of life, we were just talking about this, that I think it, like when I was younger, there's no way that I would have even thought about being an author. I would have thought, you know what, I'm young, there's nothing I can say that's going to influence anybody one way or another. There, you know, the whole...
Oh, contraire.
Right? It's that whole thing that we tell ourselves that, well, gosh, Erin, nobody else really has done what you've done. Like you've been in over 40, you know, there's 40 some states and you've been in 37 of them and you've worked in 37 of them and you've had over, right? Like how many people say that by the time they're 30?
Right.
You know, and you know, if you go through your life and your journey, there are so many things that make you worthy and I think set you up to be that expert. And I know that I, for one, I'm super easy with talking myself out of that expert status or my story doesn't matter.
Yeah. Scenario. You know, your story does matter. All of our stories matter. And if you think about really the connection that it makes, we need that connection of story. And I know myself, I get so caught up in listening to somebody else or reading somebody else's story. And it's like I can walk with them on their journey. If I feel the connection. And I want to use myself as an example. For many years, I grew up in a very abusive family. And there was all kinds of sexual abuse, physical abuse, mental abuse. It was just this constant, you're nothing type of atmosphere. Well, that walked through with me through much of my life. Mm. And as I learned about the publishing aspect of it, I realized that I didn't have any right not to tell my story. And I hadn't told anybody about it, but it still colored my world. So I took some time off of everything and I wrote my book. And it's called The Woman I Love. Because I had to first learn to love myself before I could make a difference in the world and before I could be truly loved. And that book, not when it published, it became a number one bestseller, but I had built somewhat of a business around it. I had started a Facebook group. I had done a lot of the right things. I started a website, all called The Woman I Love. And from that, two more books were written called We Choose to Thrive. And in those were compilation books, where these women that had read my book, that had found it online, learned about my Facebook group, joined it, they each one had a chapter. And for many of them, it was the very first time that they ever told anybody what their journey has been. One was a 93-year-old woman who had never told a soul. And her story was written by somebody that had been in the prior book. So there was, in these two books, there's 50 women that have told their stories, many for the first time. And what is beautiful for me is many of these women now are writing their own books, their own, not just a chapter, their own story. Many have gone into coaching. Many have amazing causes, you know, show up for children and courageous survivor and different things, and are reaching out and making a difference in helping other women or men. Doesn't matter. It's not gender specific that way, but many of them have, that was a first step to actually releasing it. And then there's something magical that when we share our stories with the world, the connections that it makes and the difference it makes in other people's lives is phenomenal. And for me, it set me free, you know, just letting the story go. It's changed my life. And to know that there's been others that have benefited from that, what more could we ask for? So our stories are so very important. And one thing you can say in your book may change somebody's life forever. And you never know. And that's the whole idea. So whether it's a story about your life or a story about your expertise in the business that you're in, you weave stories all throughout your book, no matter where you guys, there's, because in your area of expertise, you've had a road to go. You've been on a journey. And your journey, you've had failures, you've had successes. Tell the stories around that. Mm-hmm. And that's where your book will become very powerful, whether it's for a business or just telling a story that somebody else needs to hear. It's that important.
We got some people on here. Lynn says she loves helping people with their stories. Yeah, it's easy to help other people with their stories. Becky.
It is. It's very hard to write your own. And I see there's Sue Ferreira on here listening too.
Yeah.
She was the one that said, Becky, when are you going to tell your story? As we walked and talked and I expressed myself about how I was feeling about life. And she said, all right, this is ridiculous. You've got to write your story. And she's wrote the foreword in that book, The Woman I Love. I'm really blessed. I've been very, very blessed. And to be here now, and the changes that have happened both in my life and business is phenomenal because of sharing a story.
So the for you personally, what's the number one thing that being an author has done for you?
It's given me a lot of credibility. It's put me in touch with people that are connectors. It's helped me. You said number one. Well, there's just so many things. I think the number one for that type of a book was that it set me free.
Yeah.
To grow for that type of a book. Yes.
Yeah. For other people who are going down this path and want to become an author, what are some of the benefits it's going to do for them? Other than, I mean, like, we talked off screen about this also. Like, as soon as you put that word author behind your name, like, what's that do for you?
It's a huge credibility factor. It establishes your authority. It can help you grow your business because you're looked at as somebody that really knows what they're talking about. It can connect you with other people that are connectors. So it opens doors like getting on stage. and speaking before our audiences to share your area of expertise. And those people in that audience always know somebody else. Mm-hmm. For instance, you and I were just at Jane Powers' event. That's where we met.
Yeah.
But look what this brought to us. You know, we met each other, and I'm on your show today. So that's where these connections go. It's pretty cool. It also can attract a different audience than maybe that you've been able to reach, because as people find your book, hear about your book, read your book, maybe you would have never been able to connect with them in any other way. And the beauty about it is that you can multi-purpose the content in your book to include a podcast and to include a video series and include courses. You know, so when I speak with my clients or with those that are come to me and say, I want to publish a book, not only do we talk about the why, we talk about, what's your purpose? What do you want to build with this? How do we treat this? And it's important to treat your book like a business. So those are some key factors.
Yeah. And not only, I want to loop back around to some of the things that it does for you and your business. You know, not only is it great for connection, but it's also really opens the doors to generating leads and bringing on clients.
Absolutely.
And right.
And, absolutely.
And that additional, all the different ways that it builds your credibility as an expert.
It's powerful, powerful way to establish your authority as an expert, because like we started at the beginning of the conversation, the perception of being an author. Now, you know, there's a lot of books out there that have been not well written that there's so many errors in them, and that's the trouble with a lot of the self-publishing world, because people think that they can do all these steps themselves. But I would say if you believe that you have a good story to tell, one of the key factors is, over and above anything else, make sure you get that book edited by a different pair of eyes.
Mm.
You know, those some of those key things, get them edited by a very different pair of eyes than your own, because we could read the same thing 500 times and never see the errors.
Yeah.
Because we tend to skim read. We know what we're talking about, you know, and we don't see it. So find a fabulous editor.
Now, does your company edit also, or are you strictly publishers?
No, we start our clients. Many of them come to us with a story already. Written, but the first thing that it does is if they don't have it done, we have them on a timeline to finish what they're going to write. We do a lot of backup behind all of that. But in answer to your question about the editing, we have a team of very good editors. And then after it's finally gone through all the editors, we send it to our team member that does the formatting of the book for both Kindle or, you know, a digital book as well as the print book. So there's a lot of tricks and tools to the trade there. But in the meantime, we're also building the infrastructure around the business aspect of that book. So it's not going to be one of those 250 books that are sold. It's going to be the tool in your toolbox to sell many, many books, whether you sell them online or offline at events. We create the infrastructure around that to avoid being only 250 books. And honestly, some people only sell like 20, you know, and that's a shame.
It is a shame for all the work. Yeah. Can we talk about yesterday?
Yes, we can.
Do you want to talk about yesterday?
Yes. Yeah, so I am actually, because of my publishing expertise, I have brought, actually it's almost 60 now, number one best-selling authors. This lady came to me, actually she is with another publishing company that I'm on their team as a publishing expert. They do all the editing, they do anything else. So they've invited me on their team. This lady is very ill with cancer. And the day before the launch, we almost considered halting the launch because she was so ill. She just couldn't even get up. But this is an extraordinary story that this woman has to tell. The Night of Five Questions, one woman's extraordinary journey to true faith, miracles, and magic, and her story was amazing. She's very spiritually, she's a very spiritually inclined woman, and so she, this book is amazing. It's a page turner. You want to keep on reading it. She told me on Tuesday, I will feel better in the morning. I will be there. We will do a Facebook Live for my launch. And she pulled it off, and it was amazing. And because the day before, I thought, I don't know if she'll get through the night. That's how sick she was. We got her to number one bestseller in several categories. And in probably 10 categories, she's placed just bestseller, you know, between one and with Amazon, the way they work it, it's in the top 100. But we've got a lot of twos, threes, and fours, plus several number ones. You talk about what that did for her. And the excitement and what she felt, it was just, I feel so blessed to have met this woman and to be able to work with her and her sparkle, even though she's as sick as she is. And I was touched, amazingly touched. But to bring, and this book is available on Amazon right now. And it's something, if anybody's listening, pick it up, get that book, because it is an amazing read.
Yeah, you guys, we'll drop the links into that when we're done here. We'll make sure the links to that, the Night of Five Questions book, Becky's latest launch, which was yesterday. I know I picked my copy up yesterday on Kindle, so it's already slotted for my hammock read this weekend. So
it's a good hammock read.
I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to pull this up, and so we can talk about. And I really want to loop around to again to Becky to the fact that yes, you're a publishing company, but you meet the author where they're at in their process. So whether they just have an idea and they're ready to start, you have the option to help them there also, right?
Very much. We start where they are. And if they're just in the incubation stages of what am I going to do with this story, then we start there. If they've already got big ideas and have already written and now what do I do? Then we start there. But with all of them, we start with the moment you start tapping those keys or writing, put pen to paper, that's when you start your marketing.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about what that looks like, because so many people think that marketing doesn't start until they actually have a finished product. Mm-mm. Massive misconception, yes?
Massive. Because you start out with, I am so excited. I'm starting on my very first book, and this is what it is. This is the name, I'm needing help with naming my book. You know, key things. Then you go through, you share tidbits all throughout this. Now it may be a year, but you get people involved, get people interested. And that's where the key is. Then it comes time where the cover's created. And that's one of the first things I will do once we've discovered what the name of the book, the title, the subtitle. Okay, let's get that cover made. Now, a lot of publishing companies do the cover towards the last. I say, no, let's do it towards the first, because what that does for the author is it makes it real. So maybe you've got several different ideas for a cover. So you put that up in your social media and say, hey, which cover do you like the most? You know, these are all amazing things that are, it's engaging people. And then you add little tidbits of maybe you're in this chapter and this is what I'm sharing in this chapter. So you're doing all those things. But what we do also with our clients is we do a social media makeover. So they're branding themselves as an author. So across all of their social media, everything, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on Twitter, it's Facebook, wherever they are, they're being branded for the consistency, so they're easily recognized, just like Coca-Cola, just like, you know, any of the brands that we're so familiar with. People, when they see certain images or certain things, like with the branding that you have, you're recognized by your brand. Mm. And, mm-hmm. and that's that brand recognition that we're talking about. So the marketing starts with that. We teach them how to use, how to take what they're doing and use video, and how to use it, put that in the proper places, like on YouTube, and how to get a following on YouTube as well, so that you're taking your content and multi-purposing it. Yeah. And we teach how to use LinkedIn, and, you know, how to, if, especially for a business book, all these things are just so incredibly important. And if you wait till publishing time, it's an uphill battle to, you know, it's a tremendous, a lot more work if you wait till publishing time and then decide to start your marketing. Mm-hmm. But once you've established this as you move forward, whether it's, whether a client starts with us and they're almost ready to go and it's only 3 or 4 months out, we start them right there. Okay. You know, let's get the ball rolling with this. These are the things you need to do. Some of the other things that we offer with our publishing is an audiobook, because audio is very, very important. We have apps that you can have an app on, and it goes on phones. So if you're doing, if you're speaking on a stage, here's my app for my, you know, it covers more than just your book. On the app, it has how to get your book. It has where I'm speaking, you know, engagements. If I'm doing a podcast, it has all these things built right in. And I actually have one for one of my clients that to me is beautiful, because what it does is every time they do a podcast, I immediately know, but it's not obtrusive. And I can listen to their podcast and say, oh, this is really cool. Or I'll listen to it later. You know, it's there's so many pieces of the marketing that we include in our packages and that are vital to relate to the success of going through all the work of being a publishing a book, becoming an author.
It's interesting. RJ, you remember RJ Redden?
I do.
She's on here watching. Hi, RJ. She's like, would you help somebody publish a book about technology?
Absolutely.
Bots, yes. Maybe?
Oh, I like her bots. She's got some good bots, and I know about her bots.
She is a bot builder.
We've been actually speaking with RJ about including her package into our publishing package.
Brilliant combination there. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, because you could probably, and RJ could probably answer this too, you could deliver links to pre-purchase or to do polls or to, you know, even through messenger bots.
The sky's the limit. Yeah. Yeah. And the way she does her bots is pretty fascinating.
Yeah. You know,
so she offers a service, or she also offers to teach people how to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of that, you guys, I also have a bot written by RJ Redden, helped written by. So if you guys want reminders for when we are live here on the Erin Strayer Show, just type live in the comments below and we'll make sure you're in the loop with the shows. So Becky, I could name like 10 people right now that one are, think they want to write a book, are scared to start. What's number one jump off point?
Schedule a consultation time with us.
And how do we do that?
You know, I just have the links and I'm trying to remember what it was.
We can drop them in here, but it goes right to your consult.
Yes, it does. Right, they can schedule a time, and I think it's spotlightpublishing.as.me and then publishing/publishing consultation.
I'm going to grab it out of our mess.
Thank you.
Drop it here for you.
My brain doesn't
remember. You just keep talking. I'm going to put you on solo while I'm looking down here for that link.
So if anybody's really, really wants to know how to take what their knowledge and expertise or even their story can do for you or do for the world, book a time with us, because we will help you to kind of just dig down deep and uncover what it is that is going to, how to go about doing this, where you are in the process, your why, all these pieces that are so, so very important to really setting yourself up for success. And in being an author, you will set yourself up for success.
I I hope I got that link dropped correctly for the people. You guys, we have been talking with Becky Norwood, who is an amazing 10 years going now-ish. Becky, is that right? Like,
public people? Probably more like 6 years, 6 or 7. And I had somebody that said the other day, you've been saying 5 years for the last 6 or 7 years.
Regardless of how long she's been doing, over 60 people to number one best-selling author status with their books through her publishing agency, and making sure that they are marketed, making sure that they're everything that goes into making sure that they are a put together on purpose, marketed well author. Every single part of the package comes with Becky Norwood and her team. And you guys, she is solid. She is heartfelt. She has your best interest in mind when you guys collaborate and you work together as a team. She is in all in, both her feet are in. So her commitment to you is unwavering. And if you are at all even entertaining starting a book, have a conversation with Becky first and her team
before you get going
to make sure that you have the information that you need to move forward and that it's in the proper order, because there's a proper order.
There is, definitely.
So that you're not behind the eight ball when you're ready to go.
Well, I think that's important. And one of the other things is that there are a lot of people that are offering publishing services. And investigate them thoroughly. Ask the questions, because I have two clients I'm working with now that went through more of a traditional publishing, and they lost the rights to their books and have never seen one royalty. Mm. And it just breaks my heart. It's devastating to them. I have one lady that's in her 80s and she cannot buy her own book. She lost all the rights to her own book. We're going to help her republish, but she's devastated. You know, she worked really hard for this book. A lot of these companies, if they're going to keep your royalties, no. Those royalties, we do not keep royalties. We charge for our services to have you be at a very successful book launch and beyond. That book, that what you've put into that book, that's your heart and soul. That's the fiber of who you are. And you deserve the royalties. Those royalties are yours. Mm. And so be very careful. Ask those questions when you interview people that are publishers. Make sure that they're not just a publishing, because people can go, anybody that's listening that or will listen, anybody can go self-publish. Does not mean your book is going to be found or that it will be, you'll be making sales. It does not mean it will be the tool that you need that will see you, that'll take you where you want to go. So ask the questions. Make sure that publisher has got the marketing aspects behind it. Make sure that they're really focused on seeing you thrive and survive, and that you get your own royalties for your book. And you are in complete ownership. So it's very, very important. Mm.
Such wise words, you guys. And especially since most of us, that's not our expertise. That's not our area. That's not what we know anything about. And so tapping into somebody that has your best interest in mind, that gives you the answers up front, that you can find information about them. Do like Becky said, go check them out. Do a thorough investigation on your people. Have those consults with them, and then choose wisely. And absolutely,
one of the things that we do differently too, and we just started this a few months ago, but our clients are all really happy, is that we use a project management board platform that has a calendar associated with it. So every step of the way, they know exactly what they need to provide, what I'm doing. They're able to really be able to know and track the whole process. So there's never a question. If I need your bio for the book, I need the endorsements that you're asking for your book, I need the book description, I need login so I can set up your accounts. You know, all these things, it's like click on the calendar. It opens up a page with a PDF with an explanation of what exactly I'm looking for. So this is something that has been setting us really apart from a lot, because they have no question. They know exactly where they are in the process, what they're supposed to do, what we're doing. And so the flow is going amazingly well.
Oh, and beautiful.
And for the ones like we use, we have somebody that builds our apps for us. She has a video in there that explains exactly what she needs so she can build your app the right way. So that it's a lot of connected pieces. It's just got a lot of pieces. And in the marketing, we have somebody, an affiliate of ours, that teaches how to use LinkedIn in the proper way.
Yeah.
And Sue, I see her on here. She's in our packages, and she teaches how to do video, because I don't want to be all things to all people.
Sure.
I think the beauty of what is that they're working with a team of people that we've hand selected that I know walks their talk and teaches the proper way to do things. And so that's the benefit of it. So it's not all one-sided. It's a team of people that we work with, and we have it pretty well. You know, we're still fine-tuning some of that process, because each day is a growing thing. And in this world, in our digital age that we live in, everything changes, even in the self-publishing world, on a constant basis. And the tools that are available to us on a constant basis that are coming to us are just simply amazing. Look at what we're doing here on Facebook Live. What an amazing tool. So these things change. So we also are changing with each month. There's something new we're adding or changing, because maybe something doesn't work anymore, but we will make sure that each of our authors are kept up to date on what is working, what isn't working, and whatever changes we have to make.
Yeah, that's just beautiful. And people, I can't stress enough that Becky said to absolutely make sure that your questions are answered, that you have those conversations with your publishers prior to bringing anybody on board, that even though it was a right fit for somebody else, it might not be a right fit for you. So ask those questions, have those conversations, hop in. We'll drop the links to Becky and her team in here if that's something that you are entertaining. I know there's a couple of resources that Becky has pushed forward, and we'll make sure that that's in the feed here for you guys. But again, Becky absolutely should have like some of your time, if you are even thinking about this process before you ever even get going, have those conversations and make Becky part of your itinerary with who you're having a conversation with. She's gone through the routes. She has the stats to back her up. She has the team to back her up. And it's entirely worth your time to have a conversation, to become that expert in your field, and to not be scared.
Thank you. it is a big fear, because, you know, if that's not our area, we don't know what questions to even ask. So yeah. It just popped in my head. Maybe I should make a spreadsheet or a PDF download that would say, what questions do you ask a publisher?
I was going to ask you when we were offline if you had that.
No, I think I should do that.
That's your next thing to do, Becky.
I think one more thing. My team is going to go, not again.
I know. Oh my gosh, you guys, we have been talking to Becky Norwood. She is an amazing, amazing publishing expert, and it is her entire wheelhouse. She's taken over 60 now books to number one best-selling status. And if that's part of what you are looking at, if that's your next step in life, is to get that word author behind your name so that you show up as the expert that you clearly already are, have a conversation with Becky. We'll make sure the links are dropped in here. If you guys are watching us today live, we really, really appreciate you and acknowledge the effort that you've put in to be with us today. If you're watching the replay, oh my gosh, we acknowledge you as well. Thanks so much. Make sure you let us know with a little hashtag replay. If you guys are wanting reminders, again, just type live in the comments and my fabulous little bot will send you a little reminder prior to when we're on air, and you can get all the reminders and see all the fabulous people that I have on my show. So anyways, again, Becky Norwood, thank you so much for your time and your love and your energy and your knowledge today. I've appreciated you being on my show, honey.
I have so loved it. Thank you for inviting me. This has been awesome. I appreciate you.
Oh, it's just so much goodness. It's so much goodness. It's so much goodness. You guys, we'll see you right back here soon. Take care.
Thank you.